Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. North Carolinians got some good news this week in the ongoing battle against COVID-19. The state saw the percentage of positive cases dip to a level that Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen has been targeting for months.
We are currently seeing positive signs, particularly our metric that measures the percentage of tests that are positive. For the past few days, we've hovered around the 5% mark, and this is a very positive sign. North Carolinians are wearing masks and practicing social distancing, and it's helping our state stand out from the rest of the South. Last week's FEMA report showed us with the lowest percent positive in the whole region. Our steady, evidence-based approach is working, and I want to thank everyone who goes out of their way every day to take those steps to protect themselves, their families, and their communities. It's your individual actions that help protect us and help us make this progress so far.
But Dr. Cohen cautions that progress is very fragile.
I think we're happy to see that our percent of tests that are positive has been trending down, meaning that we think we're doing a fair amount of testing and not as many are coming back positive. And that's a good thing. We need to make sure that we are targeting our testing efforts in populations that are at higher risk of being positive. We know that tends to be our historically marginalized communities. It's again why we're announcing yet another partner to surge additional testing into communities we know that have less testing access and may be at more risk from COVID-19. So I think that is why we, one, look at multiple metrics. We need to look at case rates. We need to look at hospitalizations. We look at our surveillance. But we also need to watch these trends over a period of time. So why the last number of days have been very good on that trend, we want to make sure that we see that going forward. So I think more to learn and more to see in our numbers as we go forward.
What's more, all of us must continue to practice social distancing, wear face masks, wash our hands frequently, and make a plan in the next few weeks to get our annual flu shot.
With COVID still around and spreading in our communities, it's more important than ever to get your flu vaccine. Flu shots are now available, and we know flu season starts right now in the fall. Keeping yourself and your family healthy this fall can help us avoid overwhelming our hospitals and to make sure everyone in North Carolina is able to get the care that they need this winter when they need it. I'm happy to see many North Carolinians are already acting on this, and based on the data we have so far, we're at higher levels of flu vaccines given this year compared to the same time last year. So that's great. Flu shots, as I said, are widely available. And to find out where you can get this year's flu shot, call your medical provider or your local pharmacy, or you can visit vaccinefinder.org.
In a typical flu season, less than half of Americans get a flu shot. But even with a mild flu season this year, the convergence with a COVID-19 surge could very rapidly overwhelm our hospital system. And speaking of vaccines, President Donald Trump reiterated his claim that a coronavirus vaccine could arrive before Election Day, even as top administration officials have dismissed such an ambitious timeline. This week, U.S. Senate candidate Cal Cunningham expressed concerns about the Trump administration's efforts to politicize vaccine development and the impact it could have on safety and effectiveness. Secretary Cohen, however, tried to allay such concerns by saying that while more work is needed, she has faith in the process.
You know, as I have watched the federal government do hard work around vaccines, I've been very impressed with the work that the scientists have been doing, the fact that the federal government has taken on some of the financial risks of trying to get a vaccine out quickly. I think that is all very positive. I do think there is a lot more science left to do and research left to do and see. But I have heard personally from the career regulators at the FDA, heard about the process that they're using, understood the safety and efficacy metrics that they're going to be using. I feel very comfortable right now as I hear about that process. Like I said, there is still a lot more science to do, but we know that vaccines are going to be such an important tool to us combating this crisis. So I am pleased that the federal government has worked as hard as they can to move as fast as they can. I see the safety work that are being done in all these trials as being very good. As you may know, one of those trials was put on pause because of a safety concern, which is absolutely right, and I think indicates the process working as intended to make sure if there are safety concerns, things get paused and you dive deeper into the data. So I think we all need to watch for the data, let the regulators do their job at the FDA, and be ready to take the vaccine when it is safe, when it is available for everyone to have it. So I look forward to that day. I plan to get my flu shot because vaccines work. And so I look forward to our scientists continuing to run forward to get us a vaccine as soon as possible.
Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. Remember, you can check us out online and subscribe to our free newsletters at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Henkel, it's Rob Schofield. Thanks for joining us. Please wear your mask, stay safe as best you can, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.